This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Southampton, Lee, are still fighting for that European spot, and barring that blip away at Everton a couple of weekends ago, they remain in pretty solid form. They've conceded just 22 goals in 32 games this season. That matches Arsenal's record at this point in the year they won when they were Invincibles back in 2004. They're up against this Stoke City side who are ensconced in mid-table obscurity at the moment, and they've lost three of the last four as well, Stoke.
Yeah, and added to that, that stat that you've just given about Southampton, they've got the best away defence in the Premier League still as well, which is it's a great achievement for them. Stoke don't score many at home. 20 goals in 15 matches. We've said a few times this season that when you look at the amount of shots they've had this season, that's far higher than the amount of goals, in proportionally as well, because they just don't seem to have the finishers. Don't score many. Most of those goals that they've scored at home have come in the first half as well. And interestingly enough, when you look at Southampton's defence, they've conceded 8 goals in the first half away from home, and in total they've conceded 12 all season. So you'd expect the first half to be the highest scoring of the two, if you like that bet. The second half to be the lowest scoring bet. I think it's going to be a pretty low scorer, though, to be fair. I know Stoke can score goals. And you look at games against QPR and they scored 3, scored 2 against Everton. I'm looking at a 1-1 draw again here. I think I want to be on Pelle's side now that he's kind of broken that little run that he had, or quite a long run that he had. In truth, obviously scored for his country, and then he had chances in the game but won before, and finally got his goal against Hull City at the Everton game, wasn't it, when I don't know if he hit the post or he went close anyway, but I'm going to look at him just to score a goal here at 13-8 as my main bet.
And if you fancy the first half to be the highest scoring half, 21-10 for the first half,
that's a pure stats bet, but I could go for that, I suppose.
What do you think here,
I can't believe
Derek?
The odds. I cannot believe the odds here. Your odds compiles are definitely Southampton fans. 5-4 to win at Stoke. Stoke 12-5, massive price, absolutely massive. I mean, the one thing you can say about it, okay, they haven't been getting the results the last 3 weeks, Stoke. But, two ago, one of those games was against Chelsea. So you can forgive them that one. They haven't been getting hammered. They've been in there every game they've played. And the manager, Mark Hughes, has come out and said, we won't be easing up. I know it's easy to say this. It could be lip service. But we'll be going for we'll be playing out the season, in other words. And you expect that from a team managed by him. And I just can't have Southampton there. I know, he's done fantastic, hasn't he, pumpkin face, the manager. he's so laid back that when he falls asleep, sheep count him. I've never seen a more laid back manager. But I just can't have them at these kind of prices. This is like, what price would Arsenal to be at win at Stoke? Would they be long odds? Do you think? I wouldn't imagine it.
Maybe a touch of odds on, maybe
10-11.
Yeah.
It's not that much difference, is there? I'm not having it. I think Stoke are a massive bet here. They're vying for the dreaded bet of the week from me.
I'm still laughing.
Pumpkin face. Does he look like a pumpkin?
Ronald Koeman, is he the size of his dog?
I preferred the sheep count him line. Oh, that's superb.
Stoke 12-5 to win the game for Derek. The draw 21-10 and Southampton 5-4. Lee going with the 1-1 draw at 11-2. What was your main bet in that match, Lee?
Oh, you see, this is what you've done. You weren't listening. I said my main bet was Pelle to score.
Okay.
At 13-8.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.